Hello friends, Scott here. Would you enjoy spending your time understanding a series of meticulously arranged words on pages, or as the kids call it these days, reading? If so, head on over to your local bookstore or Amazon.com and check out the novel Beechwood Park by Jamie Rigetti for the simple fact that she's good people. Or if you actually need more convincing than that, you can head on over to her website, jamierigetti.com, and you just might be able to catch a sneak preview of the novel itself. So go, stop this podcast and do it. jamierigetti.com. Just do it. Oh, can we use that as a slogan? No, well, who's using that? Oh, yeah, okay, let's stop this right now and just start the show. Okay, yeah, my bad. Hello, everybody, recording live from somewhere. This is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a Renaissance man, and above all else, I am a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you for checking out the program again. If you, for some reason, only like a minute into the show, want to support it more, you totally can. Head on over to the world famous iTunes store and leave a quick rating and or review. Trust me, every single one helps immensely. If you'd like to subscribe to the show so it comes to you free and automatically every single week, you can do that over in iTunes or the official Podomatic app or whatever podcast catcher / player you are using at the moment. Finally, if you have friends in life or on social media, or in your head. Sorry, look, if I can't sing Cranberries on a podcast, then gosh darn it, I don't know if I want a podcast, but I digress. If you have any friends who you think might like the show, then please feel free to tell their friends to tell their friends to subscribe to the show and make sure they hit that big ol' like button for us over at thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. I promise you, right here, right now, that I'm trying to live my life in a positive fashion. I'm trying to live my life like it's golden. You know, good vibes authorized only. In fact, like, I've started meditating. See, I took this internet quiz recently. It said my root chakra was all out of whack. So I've started meditating Wednesday nights at 8. There's like a good house music show. So, you know, when the time comes, I will sit down in my room, try to cross my legs, which I must tell you that I am very poor at. And I will try to, you know, calm the mind. In truth, I'm trying to be like Piccolo from Dragon Ball Z and just be quiet, and when things trouble me, I'm gonna handle them, because that's what I do. I handle business. Until this morning happened, where just the slightest thing threw me off. You see, I woke up at 6:33 on my day off, and you know what? That didn't even bother me, because you know what? I don't have anything to do, so let me get a head start on my day, on my life. In fact, I felt so good this morning when I woke up at 6:33. After I brushed my teeth, I told myself, you know what? I'm gonna floss. Now, I'm not usually a morning flosser, unless you're a dentist, in which case I floss like 3 times a day. My teeth are fantastic. You should totally take a look inside because they are flossy. But we'll leave that for another time. What happened as I got to the last space between my teeth that I needed to floss was the floss snapped, and hours later, here we are in the afternoon / evening, and I can still feel this piece of floss in between my teeth just twisting everything that's going on in my mouth, and it's slowly but surely, second by second, moment by moment, driving me crazy. Now, is this the most important story you're gonna hear today? Probably not. In fact, I genuinely hope not. But the picture I'm trying to paint is this. Dear universe, whenever you're ready to take mercury out of lemonade or whatever the women of my Twitter timeline have been tweeting about, just know that I'm ready for it. Because truthfully, I need some happiness, whether that be in my life or in my mouth or... Okay, that last bit could have been worded better, but whatever. I feel as if I haven't done this in some time, and as a result of that, I may have to change my approach to this world of podcasting. I mean, I think about it in terms of professional wrestling. If you come back after a long layoff, you've got to change something about your style, or you're going to get stale to the fans. I mean, the only person who can really get by with only the same three moves over and over and over is Hulk Hogan, and frankly, for me to be more like Hulk Hogan, I'd probably have to start dropping N-words all over the place. And to be honest, I don't really want to cross that line because I saw how plenty of people did Larry Wilmore after the White House Correspondents' Dinner, so I won't. However, what I am willing to do is tell you that this year on the podcast, we are going to ask hard-hitting questions. I am going to get to the crux of what makes some of my really good friends think, and I'll be honest, I may have to unfriend some of them based on the feedback they give me. That's right, kids, this season isn't going to be about talk. This season is going to be about questions and answers, because we are going to play countless rounds of Would You Rather. At this point, I'd like to give a shout out to the boys over at the Starters Podcast, aka I'm teefing their idea, and a shout out to the good folks over at Either.io, aka I'm teefing the questions from there. For those of you who may not know how to play Would You Rather, it is simple. Someone asks a question, and you have to decide between option A or option B. There is no maybe, there is no it depends. You have to reach a consensus. You have to answer because the streets want to know. No, in fact, they need to know where you stand on issues such as what would you rather be, a centaur or a mermaid? Which is an obvious question, let's be honest. Mermaid, 100% of the time. I mean, I saw this documentary about what it's like to be a mermaid. It's pretty obscure. I think it was done by a little studio called Disney. It seemed great. You get to be underwater all the time. You get to tan yourself on rocks. You get to know animals, sing some pretty decent songs. And let's face it, seashell bra, where do I sign? So without further ado, we're going to get into our first game of the year. After a long game of Monopoly, I managed to grab five of my friends to shoot the breeze and see what they think about the issues. So I hope you enjoy it and make sure you play along at home because I want to hear what you guys think in the comments. So let's get into it. You guys want to go around the table and introduce yourself, give me a name, and maybe not elevator speech, preferably, so the people know who's talking.
Oh, me first. Hi, my name is Haoming, and normally I won the Monopoly game, but today I'm not, so sad.
Hey, I'm Gaurav, and I may or may not speak.
Hey, I'm Gaurav, so it's okay, I will speak later. He asked me a question.
Hey, this is CB. I am the reason why Haoming lost, and I'm really glad for it. Moving on to Steven.
Hi, I'm Steven. Oh, I need to say, because I'm super late today, so I need to say thank you to TDC.
Alright, so I've assembled this crew of Avengers to play the most important game of Would You Rather we've ever played on this podcast, so I'm going to jump right into it. Gentlemen, first question. Would you rather be attractive and get punched in the face every single morning, or be an ugly person?
How about I'm already an ugly person?
See, I think I'm already beautiful, so it's like...
So you want us to punch you every morning?
No, that's why I'm going to change to ugly. I don't want to be punched in the face every morning.
But who punch you?
But yeah. What about a beautiful girl punch you?
Every
morning.
Yeah, every morning when you wake up with your beautiful face, your beautiful wife will punch you in the face.
Punch you? And what are you going to do?
And there is a free alarm clock. You will never be late at work. And you are very attractive. So.
Huh. And keep in mind, the punch to your face does not affect your beauty long term. So you're not going to become ugly. You're permanent pretty. You're perma pretty.
So how hard is the punch?
Enough to make you remember you're going to get another one the next morning.
Oh, okay. Decision time.
So I think I will go with the attractive and the punch. Mm-hmm. Because, as Haoming mentioned, a really good alarm clock.
What are we all saying? What's your answer right quick? Beautiful?
Beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yeah.
All around beautiful.
Yes.
I'm taking ugly. I don't need to get punched in the face every morning.
Mm.
Although,
how ugly can it be?
Like the red.
That's
woman.
The reason you need.
Just remove your necklace, man.
I don't need that in my life.
It would just be so ugly that everyone wants to punch you.
Yeah, you can be ugly to the point where someone just wants to box you in the street. All right, good for Team Beautiful People.
Yay.
Second question: would you rather become a superhero or a supervillain? Power level is neutral. You have the same amount of ability.
Isn't that obvious? Supervillain, because.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I'm at a table with beautiful supervillains.
You know what?
Can't see.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can do that if you're Superman.
Did you ever?
If you're a supervillain, you can do everything. Superman. Kinda...
Oh, Superman has like morals and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to be a villain?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
No bars, right?
Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. I guess you can do whatever you want if you're a villain.
No, here's the basic logic. Superhero is known by how powerful a supervillain is.
Yeah.
So there is a Batman, but
mm-hmm.
he's not as good as the person we know him right now without Joker or the Penguin, right?
This is true.
And I would love to be the Joker.
Everyone would love to be the Joker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I can ask.
I would give you up.
Why so serious?
No, I'm taking superhero.
Well,
okay, explain.
If the power level is neutral, so being the superhero means lots of restrictions, but you can't.
You have restrictions, right?
Yeah, you don't have like a potential, like 100% potential, like.
And you can think about the restrictions, right?
Yeah.
What Superman can do.
This is true. You guys are very compelling.
Yeah.
You guys are the dark side. You're aware of this, right?
Yeah.
All right. Answer for us. Would you rather be dark? Vader or Luke Skywalker? Decide now.
Luke Skywalker.
Oh fuck that
He's
guy!
Not
Darth
dead.
Vader.
Vader's
yeah.
dead.
Where?
Vader's helmet isn't like a pile of ashes. In
rather you be Kylo Ren
or Han Solo.
I would want to be Han Solo.
Now you're dead.
No, I'm gonna be superhero. I have to be the good guy. I need it. I need to be the guy to foil all of you. I think that's my goal.
I think all the villains should sign that video where he beat the superhero.
Yeah. Oh, I've also got information from the website. They tell you the percentage of who would pick which out of however many million people went on the website. 75% of people would rather be attractive and get punched in the face every morning
mm-hmm.
than the 25% who wanted to be ugly.
Okay.
And for the superhero, supervillain question,
yeah.
73% said superhero. 27 said supervillain.
Fucking pussies.
Next question.
Yo.
Would you rather have no eyebrows or just one unibrow?
Holy shit.
So you can always cut the unibrow, right?
Yeah, you can cut the unibrow.
No, this is a permanent unibrow. It's staying.
How can you have
do
a
you
permanent
want
unibrow?
No, there's a basketball player, he makes it work. So what's his name? Anthony Davis. He's a very fashionable dude.
No, that's okay. Is this related to the first questions? If I'm a trans
no,
and I have a unibrow, that's okay.
Maybe you're a beautiful person with a unibrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm okay with that.
But only girls are beautiful.
What is
that? Attractive.
You're handsome, right?
Steven, what do you want? No eyebrows or one eyebrow?
No.
No eyebrows?
Yeah, because I put the gels on my eyebrows.
Wait, is that an option? Yeah. If you can modify the eyebrow, why can't I trim the unibrow to half?
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, then fine. For this discussion, no drawing on eyebrows.
No drawing.
No drawing on eyebrows, no tweezing, no plucking, no pinching. Unibrow or no eyebrow?
Stop.
Yeah. Unibrow.
No.
Okay, I got unibrow, you got unibrow.
Yes.
How about the rest of you?
No.
No, because...
Hey,
fashion. These guys
okay.
in their fashion. This was. You got a unibrow?
Yeah.
51% of people said no eyebrows. 49% said unibrow.
Those people rock.
Now, including us, now it's 50-50. Right?
I mean, now it's probably 50-50.
50-50.
All right, the next one gets super technical. Would you rather only be able to meow and have nine
you're
lives?
You're going to last time, right?
Or you speak English and live once?
You know what? I'm going to go with this English option.
Nine lives?
Yeah, like cats have nine lives, but we as human only get one.
Yeah, I'm taking one life. Sitting at this table meowing you guys would be really weird.
You know what? I'm going to change my answer. 9 lives and you don't give a fuck about anything. You are a cat and people love you for that.
Oh, but you're not a cat. You're a dude who meows. There's your twist.
Yeah.
One life
is more
than enough,
right?
Yeah, man.
I don't really have plans for 9 lives. Oh,
yeah, and what am I going to do if I meow? Fuck a cat?
You can't even be in the world. Endless possibility. You can reach like anywhere on the earth. You might even go to the outer space. And if you fuck up, you only die once and you can regenerate.
But if you go to space, what are you going to tell people?
Meow.
Exactly.
I can't text.
You don't know language, right? Then only a meowing.
Yeah,
English is a language.
Maybe you're only typing meow.
Yeah.
I can learn the sign language.
That's
fair.
But yeah, how this, like this, close?
That's no sign language for meow. So, I
can
learn.
Hey,
you don't
know
English, you
don't know
meow.
Okay, so you're gonna meow.
Okay,
I'm not gonna meow. Mm. You guys.
No.
English.
Regular? Steve.
Yeah. One life. More than
one life.
One
life. Because
one
we life. Have a religion, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
When we die, we go to the heaven.
Or.
I can still live another 8 life and then go to heaven.
I think my friend Homie loves hell.
He loves life.
24% of people said they would meow. 76% gave the right answer, which was be normal.
The truth only held by the like minority people.
Well played, sir. Okay, this one gets twisted. Would you rather eat only human remains for the rest of your life or starve to death? The twist is you gotta make sure you have to cut up and prepare and season all this human meat every single time.
I would go for it.
I read somewhere that people taste like chicken, so I would go for the chicken.
I used to know this girl, she was like a big foodie. There's one time she's like, yo, I would definitely try eating a human, like piece of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped talking very shortly after that.
That makes perfect sense. But given the option between starvation and chopping a fat asshole, sure.
Yeah. Just mandate
the basic needs of the
human.
I heard that one place that do that in Kuwait or some place. 2 people killed a person, then he ate them, means 2 people ate a person who killed, and afterwards they had food poisoning, right?
That's the worst way to die.
Wait. Then they went to doctor, and then doctor
okay,
came to know that they ate a person, and then they were convicted for that and hanged to death.
Steven, what you got? You want to eat people, or you want to just starve?
I don't know. Because I have a guess, I watched the movie of Life of Pi.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, when you are really, really hungry and have no other food to eat, I think most people, they have no choice. They will have to do something horrible, right?
Yeah.
So
at that time, we are not human being. We are just animal.
Yeah, with a
service. But if you are eating chicken, beef, and all those stuff, you can
that
eat
makes you human.
Meat is meat, I suppose.
Even
it
if it's a meat, man.
But
come on.
The only thing that I actually question right now is killing somebody and then preparing it.
Yeah.
Eating, I don't mind. I
what if it's a person
it.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know about this one.
Until we cover your face, it's okay.
We'll eat you, but we'll leave your face. It's
but
fine.
Remember, if you eat human, you have a very high chance to get the mad cow disease.
That's a made-up disease, so I don't...
We will think about it later, man.
At least you'll die with a full stomach. 48% of people said they would eat humans. 52% said they'd rather starve. I thought that was way closer than it should have been. Okay, would you rather be electrocuted every single time you swear or have all profanity censored off of television?
When you say all profanity...
All of them.
Give us an example.
Game of Thrones. You can't use F, you can't use S, you can't use all the fun words, really. HBO would be so twisted.
You can say beep.
Yeah, everything on TV would be a beep.
So I just
but with subtitles would be good, right?
I imagine the subtitles just bleeped as well.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It's not something new. It was already the case, I think, 20 years ago.
What, the censoring?
Yeah. So we were watching a decent movie,
yeah.
And at any point it would be. So movies won't be that uncomfortable watching with our parents or siblings if they are younger.
Even if, like, you ever watch cable movies where they have the weird, you have the weird program that changes the words when they swear?
Yes.
So instead of, like, motherfucker, it'd be like, listen here, you mother and father, and it doesn't make any sense, but it goes on anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could be electrocuted every time you swear, though, because it's not hard to stop swearing.
No.
It would just be shock therapy.
Yeah.
Every time you say something, you get a buzz, and you're like, hey, let me not do that again.
My friend, if you enjoy shock therapy, you are a completely different person than I am.
I think I'm taking shock therapy.
And I'm going with... Fuck television, I would like to swear.
Then you ruin everyone's television.
Yeah, fuck them.
This man's a super villain, folks.
He is.
You can see the beginnings.
Yeah.
And he's gonna eat your children.
Oh my god.
You ever see that Mike Tyson interview? They're interviewing...
Fuck.
You know the boxer Mike Tyson? There's one time they're interviewing him about... They were like, yo, how do you feel about this fight? He's like, I don't like this guy I'm fighting. I'm gonna punch him in the face. Then I'm gonna eat his children. He's like, what? Why are you saying this?
Seriously?
And that's why Mike Tyson is the greatest of all time. 44% of people said they want to be electrocuted. 56 said, forget everybody else's TV. We're going to just censor it.
Mm.
So congratulations, CV. I think you're winning this, if we were keeping square.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather hug a panda or hug a polar bear? No catches, no, I don't know if you're dying or not. Who do you want to hug?
A cute panda?
Or a big old polar bear.
Mm.
Yeah.
Doesn't say you're gonna die.
It doesn't matter. When you are facing a polar bear,
mm-hmm.
the only way to survive a polar bear is to make sure that he is scared of you. And when you're hugging it, not going to happen. Not going to even help it. So,
just making sure the polar bear is well fed. That's it.
Animal instincts, man.
I just want to hold that baby polar bear.
Yeah.
Right, it could be a baby polar bear.
Baby
like the one from the Coke commercial.
Yeah.
All right, we got it.
Yeah.
So what do you take? Tell me.
Mm.
Panda or polar bear?
If they're baby...
Let's say they're both babies.
I don't mind. I just want them. I want them both.
You gotta pick
one.
Who do you love?
I will say the polar bear
because you're racist
against panda.
No, because I know how baby panda looks like. It looks like a rat. Go check online.
What? Okay, fine. Let's say they're like
slim. Like old pandas, right?
Hmm?
Let's say they're like this big. Like
the fluffy.
Like puppies, right?
Like a puppy size.
Okay. So if they're both fluffy and squeegee, so I will guess the panda because they have a extra color.
Getting
the
polar
bear.
Go right, what you got?
Polar bear. Polar bear, man.
Polar bears, because I want to be PC here.
Steven, what you got? Polar bear, panda bear?
Panda.
Shout out to the Asians for taking panda bear.
Yeah, even China already put all the rights on the panda. Come on.
71%.
Keeping them alive, you know that.
Oh, they're endangered. You might not get another shot to hug a panda. it changes everything.
No, technically they are not fit to survive this world. We are the one who keeping them alive.
71% of people took panda over polar bear. So I don't know. Maybe
they're afraid of polar bear. That's why.
I think
extra color.
Yeah, that's a reason.
Yeah, well, the polar bear is gonna kill you if it's
it's a baby polar bear.
Right size. All right. Would you rather magically flip genders every year or be forced to move and start fresh every year? When you move, you have to start again. You can't keep the same friends. You don't keep the same job. Everything has changed except, I guess, your family because you're still related. What do you want to do? I'm being a woman, yo. I'm getting a fake name. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and you can do anything
just
you
want. Just think you will live like a spy. You get all kind of different jobs. You get all kind of knowledge. If you live for like 70 years, you will be all knowing.
Yeah, I suppose.
So it would be perfect for the Mission Impossible.
This is what I think. You don't have to be polite to your friends. If anyone who is not your family.
You can screw over anybody for a year.
Yeah.
And then do it all over again for the rest of your life.
Gone. Hide yourself for 1 year, next year.
In theory, you could.
Yeah, man.
You become a nun.
You can become a nun and do some beating.
So either become a nun or monk, or became a world's greatest con man, or spy, something.
Yeah, you can be a con man.
Yeah.
You can be an assassin.
Yeah,
and I would love to be 007 over anything. I'm going with the 007 option.
Steven, you want to be a woman?
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
We're going to be so worried.
Oh, God.
I want to move.
60-40. 60% of people would rather flip genders than leaving everything.
They are confused.
Yeah. They have a split personality.
Apparently, I do. That might explain a lot. Would you rather see what created civilization or see what ends it? You have no impact. You can't change anything. And even if you tell the story when it's over, there's a chance nobody believes you. What do you want to see, starting or the end?
End.
And isn't that obvious? I would like to see the end. Everyone dies and then die with them.
I want to see the
being the super villain you are, sir.
Yeah.
You might be the end.
Yes, you know how it's end. If you know how it's gonna end, you can do like what you want. You can fulfill your all wishes, right?
Yeah, if you know how much time you have left
yeah.
on the clock. Or if you see the media.
Every day you leave
but if you see
night.
The world ending, we assume that you are alive.
Yeah, I'm assuming you see this in like a vision.
Oh.
And then you wake up the next day and be like, oh, well that was an unfortunate dream. So yeah, where else at the end?
No, I don't see the start.
Why?
You want to live in Stone Age?
I just want to know.
Ah,
so
well,
where we come from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then
what?
Hmm?
Then what?
I don't believe God first. A second, if I see the first, whoever the entity created the life or the world, I will have a chat with him. See why he, she, or it make the world like this.
You just want to ask questions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't ask the question then. You can just see it. Like.
I will ask the question, I will get the answer. So he... this entity will certainly be all-knowing, so he will answer, or he, she, or it will answer everything.
Well, yeah, according to the question, you can ask questions, you just can't have a role yourself, or change anything.
Yeah, I will know it, so.
Alright, that makes sense. Steven, where you at? The end of the beginning.
Yeah, the end. Because in the end, you can just see the high technology, right? But in the beginning, they have nothing. Just know how to survive the story.
It was 46% want to see the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not alone, sir.
Yeah.
Except for in this room.
Yeah.
In which case, you are very alone. All right, last question. And I will send this specifically to Steven first. Would you rather suck a hobo's toe for 2 minutes? Or...
take the TTC, right?
Worse than the TTC. Would you rather be in a cage with a honey badger and a lion for 20 seconds?
First one.
You want to suck a hobo's toe?
Yeah.
My question is, how big is the cage?
Yeah. If the lion and the badger can't reach me in 20 seconds, I'll go to a cage.
You can survive for 20 seconds?
I think I can last 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Are they asleep?
No.
Are they asleep?
Am I...
Can we
wear armed? I'm in the Ironman suit. I go in, like, asleep for 20 minutes, whatever.
Is the fool who locks me in there going to slam the door shut and wake them up?
Well, how about the hobo is clean?
I've never met a clean toad. I don't know that many hobos, to be honest. When I saw the question, I thought, maybe this hobo was, like, the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
Then I thought, how many female hobos are there? I don't really want to suck a dude's toe. Not for 2 minutes. Not for any time, actually. I probably should have said that last bit first.
Respect food fetish.
Hey, if that's what you're into. This is the internet. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I would rather stay in the cage.
You going in the cage? How many? Which one is it? You coming in the cage with us?
Yes, and I'm making sure you guys go first.
30% of people said they would suck a hobo's toe.
30%.
But I'm pretty sure if you're really facing a lion, they will choose the first one. You will change your idea.
It's only 20 seconds, man.
No,
it's
going to kill you in
20
seconds.
Come on,
20
seconds. You can save yourself.
Okay.
Just use your brain, man.
Assuming the lion and the honey badger are awake.
Yeah.
Assuming we have an aesthetic with us. Instead of awake,
I think you just die straight up.
No. Just straight as
no. The strategy is to look directly into their eyes.
Uh-huh.
And don't make any move.
And
you won't survive.
Yeah, but that's a lot easier to say. That's like, oh, if you're drowning, you meet a shark, you have to punch it in the nose. Or, have you ever tried to throw a punch underwater? It's quite slow.
You know, the lion could kill you in 5 seconds.
Yeah,
that's
just one.
Yeah.
Or one blow, right?
Yeah.
I take my chance.
Yeah, you take it.
You don't know.
And how will you?
You know what?
You look delicious.
I would rather die fighting a lion than sucking a fucking toe. Because that would kill me. That would kill me.
If you suck a toe, there's a shot you might kill yourself.
Exactly! But a lion kills me, I'm a fucking legend.
It's like, yo, you hear about
oh,
CB?
Man.
No, what happened to him? Yo, a lion killed him. That's crazy. They didn't even have lions.
He's
a
lion, man.
Where'd he find a lion? Okay, 30% of people wanted to suck a toe. 70%. So, I guess there's no real answer for it.
Ask yourself this question. Self, when I woke up in the morning, did I expect to be contemplating sucking a hobo's toe? The answer is for sure gonna be no. And frankly, kids, that's how the hobos get you. So the moral of this story is stay woke. Thanks to the guys for coming through after a long day. I know more than a few of them didn't even plan on talking during this episode, but it seemed to me like everybody had an opinion, so I'm really happy about that. And like I said at the beginning of the show, make sure you guys hit me up in the comment section, Facebook, Twitter, Podomatic especially. Let me know what you guys think, because I'm curious. I genuinely want to know if I'm alone on Team Ugly. Before we wrap up the show, I've got to hit you guys with the plugs, so get ready. Here they come. You guys can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, on WordPress, pretty much anywhere at that CSA guy. YouTube.com/geniusboy88. If you want to see some super old videos of yours truly, don't forget to go over to Podomatic and hit that big old like button for us. Leave some comments. And of course, subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you can leave a quick rating and review, it would help out enormously. That wraps it up from here. You have been listening to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And if you see the most beautiful woman in the world, you tell her I owe her a coffee. We'll be right back.